Hello, hello, my anchor friends. I am finishing up the pouring of my latte and coming to you today as Kate Boyd, marketing and launch strategist, for another tip, and that is to find the real problem in your marketing. So today I was working on some Facebook ads for a client, and I was really confused why they weren't converting at all. Like, not even one conversion in the last 2 or 3 days since we've been running these ads, which seems really weird, not because I'm just like so amazing at ads, but because we were pitching to warm audiences. We were really hitting home on the right people, I think. And I feel like the creative was pretty good. So I was going in and looking and trying to determine if I needed to update the creative, and even the landing page is converting well. So there's a lot of things that were working in our favor, which just seemed really strange then that it wasn't working. And as I was tracking it down, so if you're tracking a conversion on a Facebook pixel, you put it on the page that you want them to end up at, that shows that they completed the action. So for us, that meant the thank you page after the challenge that we're promoting. So they go to the lead page, they sign up for it, and then they land on the thank you page. And when they do, Facebook tracks that as a conversion because that's where we pixeled it, and that's the conversion that we're going for and that we've set up in custom conversions. And it just wasn't happening. So I looked at the lead page, and it said that 86 people had opted in, but only two people had gotten to the thank you page, which is crazy because those two are probably me looking at it, making sure it was working, right? Or copying over the link to share to make sure that everything was working. So there was something between the email provider and the lead pages that wasn't cooperating fully. So the real problem, you know, rather than going in and trying to fix all of the things on the front end, right? The real problem was on that back end. It was on something that we didn't even do. So I had to find a workaround to make sure that we could now track the right conversions and get it to the right place and space so that we were getting the information that we need. And this is why it's really, really important to be looking at a full spectrum of data, and even tracing back every problem to that very beginning point rather than just having anecdotal evidence. Because you could say, well, this Facebook ad isn't converting, the lead page is working, so there's something wrong with the Facebook ad. And originally, that's what I thought. I was like, well, we were going to do a video anyway, so I'll update that and I'll get that together. And so I did that, and then I was like, wait a minute, something else is going on here. So keep tracing that thread back. Keep moving backwards through the system, making sure that all the data is matching up. Now, it's normal for there to be a slight difference, right, between Facebook reporting and your reporting. There's just always going to be a little differentiator, but it shouldn't be like 80 people off in an 80 person sign up, right? An 80 person conversion. Not that all those came from Facebook ads. Most of those probably didn't. But it's really important to keep looking at all that information, tracing it back, finding the thing that is really going on. And you know how this works. It works in your business. It works in your life. Get to the root of the problem to fix it so that you can then move forward with the best information. Okay, that's all I have for you guys today. Hope that you enjoyed this. If you're like, I don't understand any of those things that you just said, and I want to start running Facebook ads, but I'm super confused, then why don't you hit me up? Because that's what I do for people. That's part of what I do for people. I'd love to support you in getting your Facebook ads up and running and converting and making sure that all the pieces are working in your favor to create a good ads experience and a successful one for your business. All right. So feel free to call in and message me, hit me up on my email, you know me on social, and come and find me. Tell me what you thought, what your big problem is, if you have it, and if you're looking for some support with your Facebook ads, reach out as well. Talk to you soon.